Welcome to Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are going to dive into God's Word. Getting to know Jesus is our series right now. And we are going to be in Luke chapter 8, starting in the 16th verse. If you're enjoying this series, Getting to Know Jesus, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're inside that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, for context today, go back and listen to yesterday, because we see Jesus lays out four types of soil, and he's kind of continuing the conversation. Not kind of, he is continuing the conversation as we go. So go check out yesterday if you haven't listened to that. Finally, if you're a financial partner of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It truly does help us accomplish our goal, which is to change the heart so that we change the public square. And we just couldn't do it without you. We want to be defenders of the truth, defending and advancing biblical values in the public square, and we're thankful for your financial support. It lays a foundation for us on a monthly basis, and so from our heart to yours, thank you so very much for your generosity. All right, what's happening in Washington? Well, we are in election season. I want to encourage you to get out there, meet the candidates, make sure that you know what they believe, what are their thoughts on a biblical worldview, those kind of things. So this is meet and greet the candidates. And I would encourage you, as you go, if you're meeting with Republicans or Democrats or independents, that you share your faith, share your testimony with them. Let this be an opportunity for each of us to grow in the things of God. All right, so Luke chapter 8, and let's start in the 16th verse. It says, "Now, no one after lighting a lamp." Remember, he just went through four types of soil. He had the soil by the side of the road, which was like hard ground. He had the soil that was drowned out by, or the seed that was drowned out by thorns. He had the seed that was falling. What was the third soil here? The thorns didn't, you know, they didn't grow. The other seed fell on good soil. So he had the good soil. And then he had the rocky soil. There's one I skipped. So we had road, rocky, thorny, good. Road, rocky, thorny, good. Road, rocky, thorny, good. Okay. So those are the four types of soil. And so he talks about only the good soil is where salvation happens, where fruit comes out, maturing happens. And really, it's our fruit, our lasting fruit that we are looking for. Now he says, "Now, no one after lighting a lamp covers it over the container or puts it under a bed, but he puts it on a lampstand so that those who come in may see the light." All right, so if you have truly good soil, you're not going to take a light and cover it so that no one can see it. You're not going to put it underneath something. You're not going to take that light and put it underneath a bed so that nobody can see it. You know, he's going to put it up on a lampstand so it functions the way it's supposed to function. And so, "For nothing is hidden that will not become evident, nor anything secret that will not be known and come to light." Okay, so we are the light of the world. So take care how you listen. Have you done that? Have you taken care how you listen to Jesus? "For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has shall be taken away from him." We've got to listen carefully. Is our light shining in the public square in such a way that people see what we're doing and they glorify God? They don't glorify us, they glorify God. And then he says this, "For whoever has, to more shall be given, and whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has shall be taken away from him." You're going to see a lot of the patterns of the parables that Jesus tells, or a couple of them, I should say, revolve around this principle. "And his mother and brothers came to him, and they were unable to get to him because of the crowds. And it was reported to him, 'Your mother and your brother are standing outside wishing to see you.' But he answered and said to them, 'My mother and my brother are these who hear the word of God and do it.'" So are you seeing the pattern here? Four types of soil. We have the seed by the road, the rocky, the thorny, and the good. Then we have basically three places of the lamp: the hidden lamp, the enclosed lamp, and the lamp up on the lampstand. And Jesus is telling us very clearly that we should let our light shine in such a way that we basically glorify God. He gives us the key or the summation to what he's saying. My mother and my brother are these who hear the word of God and do it. I used to have a youth pastor when I was growing up. I was this intern. And he would say this. He would say, if Jesus hasn't changed your life, then you haven't been changed by Jesus. Think about that for a moment. If you've just added Jesus in and you've put the word of God, kind of salt and peppered it on your life, and you know, you say you're a Christian, you're born again, you've been bought with a price, but it's caused no outward fruit. You don't live any differently. You don't live according to the word of God. You don't seek to bring glory to God Almighty. Then are you truly changed by the power of the gospel? Is the word of God that has been set in your heart each and every week, maybe you're a young person and it's been set in there each and every week, has it caused a lasting change inside of you? Or is it just sitting on the surface? Maybe it's germinated a little bit, but your roots are so shallow there. They don't go deep into the word of God. You don't do the word of God. Now, none of us are perfect. Let's be clear. We all need Jesus, the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now, none of us are perfect, but not all of us are wrestling. See, what do you mean? When you come to know Jesus, you wrestle against sin. You don't dance with sin. You don't try to somehow coddle sin in your life. You fight the good fight. You stand firm on the very things of God. It changes you from the inside out. I think that's what he's saying. He says, for whoever has, okay, the word of God, to him more shall be given. And whoever does not have even what he thinks he has shall be taken away from him. And I have just seen too many times in my life where people pronounce and proclaim Jesus as Lord, but it doesn't seem to last. It's not my job to figure out where they originally saved, where they're not really originally saved. My job is to say, are you walking in the gospel message, which is this: Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. You're a sinner. I'm a sinner. We are all sinners. He died on the cross for our sins. He was buried, right? He rose again that we may have eternal life. He conquered sin and death, and he appeared. The Bible says if you confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, salvation is the starting point of the seed going into the soil. Now, the sanctification, in other words, the evidence that you are saved, is the fruit of your life. What fruit is flowing out of your life? So when you have some bad fruit, like I have every once in a while, I get a bad attitude, I get a bad response to someone, I get grumpy, I get annoyed, I get whatever it might be. Do I repent of that and strive to honor and glorify God with all of my life, including my mouth that can get ahead of me? See, it's not about being perfect. It is about confessing your sin to Jesus, recognizing by his mercy, grace, and faithfulness, you will make it through, and saying, purify our hearts, God. Change us on the inside out. So I'll just point this out. At the end of this section, it says, my mother and my brother are these who hear the word of God and do it. That's the end of that section. On the end of this section, it says, the seed which fell among the thorns, these are the ones who have heard, and as they go on their way, they are choked out by the worries of life, no fruit to maturity. So that's the thorny soil. So when you think about this, are you doing the word of God? Are you choked out by the worries of this world? Or maybe it's the rocky soil. Temptation comes and you fall away. No temptation has overcome you except is common to man. And God is faithful to provide a way of escape. Now, not every time you might not escape, but you're looking for it the next time. You're allowing God to mature you. Or as the devil comes and takes away the word that has been put into your heart? Or are you doing the word of God where the seed that falls on good soil, these are the ones who heard the word of God in an honest and good heart and hold it fast? Do you hold fast to this Bible to say, God, your word is true? Every crossed T, dotted I, every period, every comma, every portion of God's word is so true. And you're holding fast and bearing the fruit of perseverance. Some of you might be in a tough marriage, a tough workplace, a tough whatever it might be. Are you bearing fruit by persevering, not giving up, not shutting down, not caving in, but you're just silently, quietly, confidently, boldly standing upon the word of God? That's my hope for you today. True salvation would come by confessing Jesus as Lord and believing God raised him from the dead. We are all sinners saved by God's grace. And then once saved, there's something God transfers us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his beloved son. You've been transferred into a brand new kingdom. We do what our Lord says for us to do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day that you've given us. Lord, we do pray that as we go throughout our life today, as we go throughout our week, as we go throughout this time in our place that you've entrusted to us, we do pray that our lights will shine in such a way that people will see our good works and glorify you and not glorify us. God, turn over our hearts that they may be a heart of honor, that the roots of your word will go deep into our hearts, God. Let the light of God's word shine through us very, very bright today, God. We thank you for your mercy, your grace that you pour out upon our lives when we get a little bit dim-witted or whatever it might be. Help us to be bright for you, God. God, we pray for Governor Bob Ferguson. We pray for President Trump, Patty Murray, Maria Cantwell, Michael Baumgartner. We pray for Rob Chase, Leonard Christian, Suzanne Schmidt. Lord, you know each and every one of their needs. God, as citizens of the state, let our light shine towards them that they may want to glorify you, God. God, in such a way, God, that they may say, hey, what does Brian have? I want to have that too. And when asked and or when prompted, we would say, all I have is Jesus. I have faith in Jesus Christ, and he's changed me. God, we repent of our sin. We turn to you, the living God, and we confess Jesus is Lord. We know that you raised him from the dead. You conquered sin and death. Go before us today, God. Let us be that light to our coworker. Let salvation sweep across our state and people be changed and transformed from the inside out in Jesus' name. Amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.